it's in Lachem to the Nevi'im. It's the Nevi'im, it's kind of the Nevi'im. The next kina is the kina with Chaya Novi, Chaya the Koyen. It's a terrible parasha. It's a parasha we read over every year. It's one of the most difficult prokim in Klal Yisrael's history, and it says, "Vachem Moshe Yodo Basar Yehuda Veishlach LaMelech Hashem Melech Aleihem VaYozves Beis Hashem Kevaseim VaYavas Hashem Atzatzabim." They worship. Klal Yisrael began worshiping all sorts of vaydezaris. V'ruach halikim lofshes chayy meyod akoyin, and the chayy meyod akoyin was nislabish v'ruach vayamad malaam vayoyim alehem. He was inspired and he said, "Koyamar halikim lo matem oivim es mitzvos Hashem lo yisatzlichu kazavtem es Hashem vayazev eschem." Why are you? Why do you persist in going avaris? You see, it's not going anywhere. Not being matzliach. Vayikshra lov, vayirgimu even mitzvos hamelach v'chazav es Hashem, and they ganged up on him. They stoned him to death in the Beis Hamikdash. V'lo yizocha yoyash hamelach aches ashos yodav v'imoy. He didn't remember that Yoyada, Schayer's father, was the one who saved him. Vayargas benoi. Over Moisei Omar Yira Hashem vayidrash. And as he was dying, he said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu should see the blood, my blood being spilled, and he should hold him accountable for it." And this is probably one of the lowest moments in Klal Yisrael's history, where it's so perverted. A Kohen, who's a Navi, stands in a Migdash Hashem and talks to a person who owes him his existence possibly to. And he's Mechiach. And he says, you know, how can you do this? How can you be Oivid Baal? And they kill him. It's an incredible stain on Klal Yisrael. And that blood stood there and boiled. And it says that when Azdran came in, he saw it bubbling, and he said, "What is this?" And you know, they told him one thing, another thing. Kitzur told the end, they said what it was, and then he was mispalon Klal Yisrael. But it's a terrible thing, mitzad atzma. But in a deeper sense, the bubbling of the blood that it says, and the Maharal says this pshat, it wasn't that literally bubbled. He said it demanded a kapara. In other words, the blood hadn't been kim bedam sheifchav, kadeichup adam kim bedam sheifchav. It has to be miskapa. Justice has to be done. Something has to be some consequence for something like that. I think also in a little bit of a deeper way, every Dvar Hashem comes to this world, like we're going to read in Mincha and Aftera, and it doesn't leave this world till it hasn't accomplished what it meant to accomplish. If there's something true, if there's an emes, we can shove it aside, we can repress it, we can lock it up, we can bury it, but it's still alive, and it's still going to come back to haunt us. And every time a yachid, and every time a klal has a problem, it pushes. It doesn't. It's not going to go away. And even if we choose to disregard it, but it will exact its price. And that's so. Here we're talking about an extraordinary act, but the blood boiling of the Navi is the Dvar Hashem waiting to be accepted, waiting to be acknowledged. Even if they hadn't done tshuva, if they would have accepted it, they would have at least nodded their heads and said, "Yes, we're Bali Avera." So Dvar Hashem didn't fall reikom. But Kol Zman they're not allowing us to unfold, it will keep pushing. And until it manifests itself and in the worst way possible, it caused such a terrible bloodshed until it's stilled. And in a sense, the stilling was, Klal Yisrael realized after all this bloodshed, if the Goy was saying, if the Goyish general was saying, Ribbono Shel'Olam, how much more do you want? That's when they finally came to grips with what kind of blood was at their hands. Yoy Machbir, he